One by one, the discoveries that unfold when we take off our shield are the absolute scare. Yeah, well, you can think that scare would be an extreme word to use, but it would suffice just right in this moment. It's not surprising that at this point, things make more sense to Happy about Bailey. The brain has a way of shielding us from traumatic experience as a result, and most times as a default to what we would otherwise prefer to do. Trust was one thing Bailey would struggle with, but mostly unconsciously. It wasn't something she would readily have noticed or picked out, but hey, it's true and it's real. I think it was something she had grown into over the years due to various traumatic incidents that have occurred, some of which she dealt with to the best of her knowledge, and others, well, let's just say the brain took over. In her regular routine during the week, on her way home in the taxi she had got ordered for her from the restaurant just out by the street corner of her workplace, she left early after attending to all her meetings scheduled for the day. She had somehow found a way to sneak in a reservation spot for her favorite restaurant on her calendar without Faye knowing. Faye is her newly acquired mini-me, as Bailey often called her. Deep down, Bailey had a feeling Faye knew about it. I mean, her little mischief, but didn't mention it, which made Bailey respect her work ethics even more. Anyways, La Grande was an awesome restaurant down the street, a two-story building with a cute rooftop that had a very excellent view of the beach. Bailey always looked up to when she would go there alone. For some reason, she had refused to share that spot with anyone. It had become a haven for her. Well, before she had her little haven, her personal haven at the backyard a few months after. She would spend a lot of time at the penthouse of La Grande, at least 2 times a week. Today was an extra day for Bailey. Work was great, but somehow she had caught 2 of her workers as she walked out of the meeting room, who had been gisting about something she could barely make any sense of. This brought up a lot of crazy memories, and she was in an extra emotional mood. Her usual at La Grande was a platter of sausages, chips, bacon, grilled steak, and pork ribs with a side dish of wings dipped in sauce. I mean, Bailey was a foodie, right? It's only fair she had all the meat in the world. Her drinks varied from cocktails to cream and water or just juice most of the time. Andy could sense that Bailey wasn't her usual self. Her demeanor was off. He was her regular waiter and he had brought her order. And somehow Bailey was lost in thoughts. She didn't even notice that Andy had brought her order, or so Andy thought. As Andy was about leaving, she told him to bring an extra bottle of cream. Of course, Andy was shocked. Bailey had never ordered a bottle of anything aside water and maybe juice. She was halfway through her meal when Andy brought the bottle. She ordered for an extra platter, surprisingly. Anyways, Bailey was just so pissed at herself for always contradicting her wants and emotions. She had just realized that it was hard for her to trust people regardless of how much people tried.
she hadn't really taken the events of her life into cognizance unless things happened to state otherwise. She sat there eating, drinking, and just talking, sometimes singing too. Well, trust isn't something that just happens out of the blues, but due to a lot of things, the reverse is the case for Bailey. Fun fact, there's a contradiction. She trusts easily, but doesn't trust at all. I mean, how could you trust easily and still not trust at all? It's almost as though she sets the people in her life up to disappoint her so that, since it's going to happen anyways, why not sooner, according to her? I know you're thinking about how she came across such a conclusion or thought in the first place, but here we are. As earlier mentioned, the brain takes up a task to protect us from traumatic episodes. So, maybe the brain is at work. You know, the usual. Bailey and people skills. It would almost seem like an incompatible lot. But unfortunately, there is a contradicting clause. The people in her life feel she's one of the most amazing person you can have in your life. And yet, Bailey sits up on a very high tower, looking down at the people surrounding her. She feels so high up and wants to remain untouchable or invincible to the most or least closest person in her life. But deep down, she truly wanted that to change. She was getting exhausted juggling things in her head and having no one else she could be vulnerable with, at least someone physical, aside from me, of course. She was way past her self-set curfew, and she was really intoxicated. She was sleeping at the point Andy found her. It was 30 minutes to the end of Andy's shift, and he just wanted to check in. Getting Bailey down from the rooftop wasn't as hard as you'd think, considering the level of her intoxication. He got her a taxi, paid for it, and gave the driver his number. Bailey didn't head home, surprisingly. She went to the beach, or so she thought. She saw a hut up front when she highlighted from the cab, and somehow managed to get there and took a seat in one of the chairs that hung in it. She was fast asleep when I found her, and I just sat close to her, looking, wondering, what could she have gone through? She woke up at 12 p.m. the next day, and she just walked in through the kitchen door. This part still baffles me every time it comes up, because I can't seem to wrap my head around how she knew she was at home. I mean, or even found her way into the house, considering the amount of alcohol she had consumed the night before. Bailey took a shower, walked up to me and said, "We're going to be doing things differently now. It's about time. I want my tribe. And I want to be a tribe for someone else. If I get hurt, well, I'll deal with it as it comes. And not before or me creating one. Well, growing up uphill, we definitely are." I stood there in shock. Because, hold on, you need to understand. Bailey's hangover is crazy. She usually just sleeps in after 3 cups of cream, undiluted. And yes, she finished the bottle last night, got home, slept in heaven, and walked into the house like she had just water and food. I froze for minutes. Maybe it really, or, well, things are definitely changing. See you soon.